I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations are underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass destruction and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Prime Minister Hubert Manis said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number is expected to increase. Dorian battered the Bahamas for almost 2 days. The Abaco Islands were especially hit hard by the storm.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and, you know, that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and, you know, we can rebuild. We will rebuild.
Prime Minister Menas said that a Navy vessel carried food to the people of the Abaco Islands late Tuesday night, and more relief aid is arriving on Wednesday. Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian is moving closer to the southeastern U.S., likely impacting Florida and Georgia before moving up the coast to North Carolina, where officials are urging people to complete their storm preparations.
The greatest impacts will be felt Thursday and Friday, but we can feel the impacts as early as tomorrow. We urge everybody to complete your storm preparations by tomorrow. The State Emergency Response Team has been filling resource requests for our county partners to include food, water, shower trailers, swift water rescue teams, and National Guard high water vehicle teams.
North Carolina's governor ordered a mandatory evacuation of the dangerously exposed barrier islands along the state's entire coast. South Africa's president condemning days of widespread looting and arson attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria, calling the violence totally unacceptable. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. divers will continue searching Wednesday at the site of a boat fire that